There's a bit of a story behind this photo. It's not just a bike. It's my bike. And it's not just a bike in a parking lot. It's a bike along a certain part of my daily commute. I ride this bike to work every day, except when it's super rainy or super windy, or not windy, but snowy. I generally bike to work. I mean, this is my daily driver. It's my car in terms of my commute to work. I've been doing that for years, and I got this idea from my dad, who rode his bike to work every day when I was a kid. And the idea of taking a bicycle as transportation has always stuck with me. My dad has never had a fancy bike, and if you go to the blog, you can see a picture of his bike. And his bike is not much to look at, but man, is that thing functional. He welded that basket on the front, and he, to this day, rides it around the neighborhood. If he has to go to the store, he takes his bike. If he has to go to the hardware store, he takes his bike. And so I've tried to emulate that in my own life as well. It's really fun to ride your bike to work. I've realized this over the years. It's a 15-minute ride for me, and I get to listen to podcasts. I get to see the sunrise. I just get to experience nature for a little bit. So I was trying to think of how I can capture my bike in a picture. And my inspiration from this was the Instagram feed of a local bike shop here in town, or the manager of a local bike shop called District Bicycles. He has bike pictures on his Instagram, kind of like this, where there's a road or something receding into the background and the profile shot of a bicycle. So I thought, man, I'm going to try that on my bike. I stopped on my way to work one morning in the summer. This is the behind a strip mall where there's a Hobby Lobby and a Big Lots and some other stuff. And I put my bike in this position where you can see these trash cans in the background, and that's my commute. And it, I guess you could say my commute helps keep me grounded because I have to bike past this dilapidated strip mall. Well, the strip mall is fine, but this, I have to bike through where the trucks deliver goods and where the trash collects. And I thought it'd make an interesting way to frame the picture or composition for the picture. Plus, it's good lighting. When the sun is coming up, all those trees on the left are kind of blocking it. And so I was able to get some good lighting in this picture. And honestly, all I wanted to do was capture a picture of my bicycle as a way of telling a story about how when I was a kid, my dad used to ride his bike. And now I try and do the same thing, or I do the same thing as often as I can. So I guess to me, this isn't so much a weekly 50 post about a picture, but about a story that the picture tells. And I think that's one of the powerful things about photography is to someone else, it might be just a picture of a bike or a car or any object in your life. But to you, it might have a lot of meaning. There might be a much greater story behind it. And that's one of the nice things that we have at our disposal as photographers. We can be part of that visual element of storytelling. It's such an incredible thing that we get to do.